and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, the King has confirmed his cancer treatment will be reduced in the new year. Charles made the announcement during Channel 4's Stand Up to Cancer last night, saying it was down to his early diagnosis last year. His Majesty had this message for those supporting patients.
My most heartfelt thanks to the doctors, nurses, researchers and charity workers involved in diagnosis and treatment programs. My particular good wishes to those for whom they care so selflessly.
His Majesty also said he was troubled to hear 9 million people are not up to date with cancer screenings and urged them to get checked. Donald Trump says he knows nothing about the latest release of photos from paedophile Jeffrey Epstein's estate. He was featured in the images released by the Democrats, along with former President Bill Clinton and Microsoft boss Bill Gates. Mr. Trump signed a bill last month ordering the release of the files within 30 days. The deadline's next Friday. Republican Thomas Massie says it has to happen.
It's a crime if they don't. It's not like they're in contempt of Congress because they didn't respond to a subpoena. This is a new law with, you know, criminal implications if they don't follow it.
Meanwhile, the U.S. president's being sued over his plans for a new ballroom at the White House. An historic preservation group wants it to get approval from Congress before it can go ahead. A woman's due in court later, charged in connection with the death of a pensioner in northeast London. The victim, a woman in her 70s, was found in Walthamstow on Thursday morning. 36-year-old Emma Nightingale has been charged with murder. The UK has put sanctions on four paramilitary commanders in Sudan. It's over suspected mass killings, executions and sexual violence. And a danger-to-life warning remains in place for some parts of the UK. Heavy rain and floods are coming in this weekend, with Cumbria expected to be the worst hit. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Thames Valley Police are appealing for witnesses to an assault that took place in Bicester. A boy in his teens was attacked by three people on Thursday just after 6:30 p.m. and sustained stab wounds. The offenders were described as three males in dark clothing. Anyone with information, dash cam footage or doorbell footage is encouraged to get in touch. Christmas shoppers are being encouraged to buy their gifts locally, with Buckinghamshire Council offering free parking in car parks across the county. The initiative includes car parks owned by the council in Aylesbury, Wendover, High Wycombe and Princess Risborough on the 13th and 20th of December, and aims to make it more inviting for consumers to use their local high street in preparation for Christmas Day.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A much brighter day today with some gorgeous sunny spells and a gentle breeze. Highs today of 9 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on news in the media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits.
Saturday breakfast with Annette Luck.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back to the second and middle hour of your Saturday Red Kite breakfast. It's just after 8 o'clock, and here we kick it off with Brother Beyond, The Harder I Try.
Just wanna hurt me, but I'll never give a hold. 107.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio.